Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Christian persecution is happening all over the world, particularly in Iraq, and this administration seems to be silent. We're going to be talking about it in Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. Matt, we've seen the brutality of ISIS and the other radical jihadists in the Middle East, especially with the beheading of the journalist recently.
James Foley.
I mean, just a horrible situation. And it appears that that individual, actually, who beheaded him may have been somebody that is a British citizen. That individual's father was given asylum to Great Britain from being in prison in Egypt, and he was a lieutenant in Osama bin Laden's regime. They came to Britain. This guy who beheaded him, they suspect, is his son. But this shows the brutality of what's happening. Christians are being persecuted, not just discriminated against, but persecuted. Their churches are being burned. Women and children are being killed and raped. In fact, Liberty Counsel has been very active right now in raising money to support these persecuted Christians in Iraq and the rest of the administration. And in fact, frankly, much of the Christian community is silent on this issue.
Yeah, and to me, even more troubling, or at least as troubling, is the silence of the so-called moderate Muslims. ISIS, or IS, it stands for the Islamic State, is orthodox. They are orthodox Muslims. That is to say, they believe and hold to what is taught in the Quran, and they're carrying out the dictates and the commands given to them in the Quran to either enslave, convert, or kill in a as brutal a fashion as possible the infidel. That means, and people of the book. That's Jews and Christians, and even where it's politically expedient, other Muslims. These monsters make Al-Qaeda look like small time. They make them look, you know, compassionate in the way that they are killing. You know, they have exiled some 70,000 Christians there in Iraq from Mosul and elsewhere, and are literally publicly beheading little Christian children. I mean, trying to instill terror in the hearts of all who watch. Utter brutality, Matt. It is nothing short of purely satanic.
You know, I was in, I've been in Israel a number of times, and I was in Israel this year and last year several times. And talking to Israelis in Israel, these are Israeli Jews in Israel, and leaders within the Israeli community, the constant question that I get is, where is the outcry from the Christians in America about what's happening around the Middle East to Christians? Because if it's happening to Christians, it's also happening to Jews. If we don't speak up, they know that they are on the chopping block as well. This administration doesn't speak up, but the church doesn't speak up. The church hasn't spoken up on this. And, you know, here's an article. It's quoting Osama bin Laden. And this is a quote apparently from him in this article, the Social Conservative Review. And it says, quote, there are only three choices in Islam, either willing submission or payment of the jizya, or the through physical, you know, that's the payment of the tax, that's
right,
the forced tax. Or submission to Islam or the payment of the tax or the sword. So it says, the matter is summed up for every person alive, either submit or live under the rule of Islam
or caliphate,
die.
Right.
Yeah, so he's saying there's three things. You either pay the tax, you submit to the authority of Islam, or you died by the sword.
Yeah, but that's not something Osama bin Laden came up with.
No,
that's,
I mean,
it's in the Quran.
No, I mean, this is not something he invented. It's nothing new with him. It's part of the radical Islamic tradition, and it goes all the way back to the Quran. Now, what's happening in Iraq is these Christians are literally being tortured and persecuted. Children are being raped and killed. Like you say, they're being beheaded. You just can't imagine the brutality of that to take we're not talking about a guillotine. We're talking about taking a sword and cutting through the person's neck while they're alive.
Yeah.
And you drown in your own blood. It's just a horror. I can't even imagine what that's like. But that's what they're doing to Christians, and they're doing it because they are Christians.
Yeah.
They're doing it because they are Jews. They're doing it because they believe in Jesus Christ. They believe it because they are associated with the Jewish culture and they're born Jew. That's the reason why, because of who they are. They want to literally extend this caliphate, this worldwide government under Sharia law, and you either submit to it, you pay the tax to it, or what they're doing here is they're killing people.
Yeah, and you know what's particularly troubling to me, Matt, is in the day of the internet, social media, you know, these images are all over the internet of what is actually happening, the actual brutal images, of the videos of the beheadings, videos of them placing Christians' heads on spikes and parading them about. This stuff is all readily available. Yet we see a lot of parachurch organizations, Christian organizations like Liberty Council and the Family Research Council, Liberty Council Action, and others, sounding the clarion call on this. But I don't hear about a whole lot of churches around the country where pastors are talking and demanding that something be done. Where is the Obama administration on this? Silent. This is mass anti-Christian genocide and persecution occurring, and yet, for the most part, it gets very little else than other than platitudes from Obama.
It does. Certainly, you know, the fact of the matter is that this administration is not speaking up against this atrocity, and it should. But also, the sad thing is that the Christian church is not speaking up. Christian organizations are not speaking up. And I think it's because, I don't know why it is, because it maybe because it's so distant, people want to put it out of their mind. Maybe it's so horrible, they don't want to deal with it. Maybe because they're so occupied on what they're doing here. But these are our brothers and sisters, whether they are in the United States of America or whether they're hiding in caves in Iraq or they're huddled in little prisons wondering whether they're going to be killed the next morning. They are our brothers and sisters. We are united together because of our shared belief and relationship with Jesus Christ. And we need to speak up. Liberty Council has been involved in sending tens of thousands of dollars to these people who have no food, no water, they have no means of existence, and we're involved in doing that. We've been working with a ministry called Run Ministry that is doing that specifically for people recently. For people, they knew that they were in very serious surroundings, but they put their lives on the line to go over there and help other Christians and people who were persecuted. ISIS surrounded the little house that they were in and burned them all alive. And that just happened a couple of weeks ago. These are people with a ministry that Liberty Council is working with. They gave their lives helping other people who are losing their lives. And so we need to pray for our brothers and sisters, and we need to get involved.
Well, amen. And Christians need to understand this may be coming home to a neighborhood near you. We see ISIS, taking images in front of the White House with the ISIS flag in front of public buildings in Chicago and elsewhere. They are threatening the homeland.
Well, if you want to get involved and make a contribution to help our brothers and sisters in the Middle East there, particularly in Iraq, you can call 800-671-1776. That's Liberty Council's phone number, 800-671-1776. You can also visit lc.org and send us an email. You can also make an online credit card contribution as well. Go to lc.org, call us today at 1-800-671-1776. Essentially, you need to pray and act. This is critical as we see our brothers and sisters around the world. You know, this kind of thing happened in Nazi Germany. The church there remained silent. The church around the world, by and large, remained silent while people were being slaughtered simply because of who they were, not because of any evil act that they had done. Our brothers and sisters, both Christian and Jewish, they're being slaughtered right now in Iraq and around the world. We cannot be silent. It's just like the slaughter and the Holocaust that's happening in the United States with the unborn. We cannot remain silent in the face of the massive shedding of innocent blood. And what we see happening in Iraq, what we see happening in Syria, it is coming to the United States of America. So we've got to stand up and make a difference. Go to lc.org or call us today at 1-800-671-1776. Pray for the Ministry of Liberty Council as we continue to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.